All right, welcome TCFO owners, and probably my parents of Zilla Farilla and Top's Tears, because they're probably the only other ones listening right now. So to the ninth installment of our team analysis series and episode 12 of season 1. So with me, as always, is my co-host, Zilla Farilla. How's your day, Ben?
Hey, pretty good. I think this is probably a good podcast in a row our parents have been mentioned.
Perfect. All right, and I'm hoping, speaking of them, you're all prepared for Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Good. So no offense to our guests, but I hope you enjoy a bourbon-laced episode today, because I had to pour myself one to have this conversation. today we welcome one of the newest TCFO owners, one with a team name that I might have to bleep out the whole time, so we'll see. So let's get to know the Pittsburgh Feelers. Welcome, Tim Meyer, to the podcast.
Glad to be here.
Excellent. So just a little bit to start, you know, how long have you been in the league now?
You know, that's an interesting question. I've completed 2 years, but we could probably get to that team name. I mean, if that's what you want to start with, because I actually have an announcement. I don't know if now is the right place to do it.
As good as any.
I have a general manager.
What? Explain yourself.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Peterson made it explicitly clear. I only get invited to this to be the league doormat.
Okay. All right. So you've done a nice job of that.
Well, one out of 2 years. So I hired my nephew to run my team.
Oh, wow. So it's like, does he have a buy-in to your team, or is this like just you hired him on?
Oh, I just hired him on. And so the deal was I can't remember what our financial arrangement was, but when I won after a year, owed me exactly that amount of money in life. So
your nephew owed you money. All right.
He owed me money. So then we won and he was expecting some sort of payout. Oh. And I was like, nah, man, we're cool.
Wow. You're a tough uncle.
he is 30 this year. So it's okay.
All right. So tell me a little bit about how you know the other owners in the league then. You're a BD guy, right?
Yeah. So I've seen Brian and Craig naked.
Jeez.
Starting off with a bang. All right.
Let's see. Yeah, Brad too, and yeah, Chris way more than I'd like to admit. And who else is in the? See, I don't. There are some people that I don't know.
Yeah. Dan Sudbeck, you know.
Oh, that's right. I know Dan.
Steve. Don't you know Steve?
Yep, I know Steve. Yep. Who is my team name I let go because I want Josh as my general manager. I wanted to give him some independence.
All right.
And was kind of on the fence on the team name, and then DP Nation's avatar is just I don't know what to think about. I mean, that's really him, right?
Well, I don't even know what it is. What is it right now?
Oh, you should look it up.
Oh man. All right, I'm gonna pull that up right now so you guys keep talking.
So who else is in the league?
Andy Rainier. Do you know Andy?
Yeah, I've never met Andy. Andy okay. was a cross country runner, wasn't he?
Yes, you got that right.
Yeah, that's I just know of him through Craig talking about him.
Okay.
And of course, I know the Toffs, but mainly my desire to stay connected with you guys has mostly to do with your mom's enchiladas.
Oh, that's not a euphemism. That he actually does like them. Hey, yeah. Tim, have you met Eric in person?
I don't think we've met. Well, unless I was down to BV once. Met you guys.
No, we probably met at Brian's wedding, which Brian, I don't know if ever heard the Robbie Beyer story about your wedding.
I don't know if I have.
Well, I imagine this is podcast appropriate, but Robbie wanted to hitch a ride with us and he was late. And I was going to be damned if I was late to a wedding. So I drove my 96 Dodge Intrepid about 96 miles an hour on Highway 71. I mean, it was, looking back on it, beyond reckless.
How late was he?
A half hour late. And then when we stopped in Clear Lake for food, he made us go through two drive-thrus because he wanted specific food at two different places.
Just to decide here, Robbie played basketball at BV. It was 6'8", probably 250.
And he ate goldfish in the most annoying way possible.
and had the biggest canister I've ever seen.
And would hit on your mom and your grandma all at the same time. Then he had to
Sounds
stop.
Like a guy we should get in our league here. But
then
the
he had to stop to go to the bathroom, and I told him no, and he almost cried. But we made it on time.
You made it on time.
We did.
Sweet. All right. Yeah. So, so nice troll of a job on GP Nation there. I just looked up his avatar. That's good stuff. So, Mike, you need to respond to this. So
Tim, is this did you come up with this name for your team, or was it the nephew?
No, that was Josh.
And did Josh manage the team last year?
You know, I'm going to give him another chance next year. I think he's a good guy. But we really it didn't work out very well last year.
I was just going to ask you any other nephews.
Yeah, well, he has an identical twin who I think I might okay. He might do some co-GMing.
Yeah. Well, you need three people to run your team. Okay.
Well, and if I'm true about it, you know, I was more hands-on last year. So you know, maybe you call me Jerry Jones, and we all know what the Cowboys need to do is Jerry needs to find some golf or something.
Right.
So you got to be inward. Look inward.
Well, before let's go with the family discussion here. Tell us about your profession and family, where you live, all that.
Well, I live in Lincoln, Nebraska, and my favorite thing about Husker football is that I have the whole town to myself 8 Saturdays a year because they're nuts about their 4-8 team. They're bad.
Yes, I'm glad because I'm not a Husker fan either. I'm a Big Ten fan, but not a Husker fan.
They've got nothing to cheer about, and I don't think they will for a few years. But
isn't Dowling a Husker fan?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that one of them? Yeah, all right, good.
Yep. I'm actually an ag econ professor at the University of Nebraska.
What is that?
We're here to talk about legalizing marijuana, right? No.
Wrong podcast.
No. It is about tricking farmers to not be morons.
Tricking.
Now, Brian, you're in, you know, being in the cities, you probably don't do a whole lot of ag lending, but.
No, zero.
If you did, you'd know exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
Their financial acumen and business decision making is stuck in about 1950. So I try to get them to think a little bit more proactively and understand some basic business concepts and do some research on things that are just fascinating, like dry edible bean production. Got a great paper on that. I can link that if you guys want. But
right. Look it up. I'll tweet it out.
Generally, we like it here in Lincoln. It's kind of it has neighborhoods a little bit like the cities have. I think that's one of the big draws to your area, is it's not just suburban sprawl. Mm-hmm. And if you can get over the big red craziness, it's a good place to live. I've got 2 kids, almost 8 and almost 6, and twin girls on the way.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Wow. Breaking news. Congratulations.
Yeah. Brand new Toyota Sienna in the driveway.
Wow. Wait, you bought a new car? What kind of econ professor are you?
Oh, hey, sometimes you got to think outside the box.
Oh, that's a... Check with you for some advice on that. Okay. So you're going to end up with 4 kids here.
I know. Doubling.
Rivaling you.
Things get personal, but if that's all right with you guys. But I teach statistics once in a while, and this is an example of a really, really, really low probability event.
An outlier.
Well, it happened, so congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
Wow.
All right, so have we learned enough about Tim, or we got some more stories we need to tell?
I think
we've
learned. I mean, any other stories you want to tell, Tim, is great, but I learned a lot.
Good.
Sweet. So, let's get into it a little bit here, just to talk about a little fantasy football, but then we can go back to good stories. But, we've always said that you need to do a full-on just BV reminiscing podcast, so we might have to line that up with a few others. And now that you have the app, we can kind of call you anytime.
Well, Dowling won't respond to my texts or Facebook messages. So, Tim, maybe you can elbow him or something.
I can beat down his door and do you one better.
Do that.
Okay. Well, so I think I got it wrong in like the very first podcast. I think I picked on your team a bit and said it won the whole thing last year, but obviously that was wrong. It was a DP Nation, but you did get second and had an excellent record. The first, mm-hmm. I think your first year in the league, 2017. But I'm pretty sure you tried to call your shot on it though last year. You ended up finishing ninth. You know, I'll let you attribute it to Josh. That's fine. But it's Josh, right?
Oh,
your nephew.
Equal parts. Josh, myself, and Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes. And we'll go over a little bit about your team, though. I know you haven't owned it the whole time, but the average finishing position for this team in the league has been about number five overall, just straight up number six wins or number six overall every year. So this franchise has two TCFL championships, 2016 and 2013. So right before, must be a couple of years right before you joined in, this team took down the championship. So I don't remember who owned it before you, but and overall for this year, it looks like you have, according to the rankings that I look at, the number 11 team out of 12. So maybe a little bit of work to do this year.
Someone's got to be last in every race. I just hope it's not me next year.
You know, actually, reminds me in high school when I ran cross country, the whole goal of every race for me was to not get last. So you're doing a nice job there with number 11 of 12.
Thank you.
Just be faster than the bear, right?
That's right.
Good. All right. So let's look at your team a little bit. You like to go over some strengths, some opportunities and some of the trades that you've done, and then we'll run into B's lightning round. Some of the strengths, I mean, you've got your wide receivers are just awesome. What I wrote down here is if you're going to have a strength in a deep keeper league, better be wide receiver. You've got that. So with DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs. So tell me what you think you're going to do with those. Obviously they're keepers because they're really only two on your team.
You know, as an economist, you're kind of trained to think like a contrarian and, you know, you'd be nuts to really do anything with those two. But the place where I think that the team probably could have the most improvement or where maybe we could make some action happen is at the quarterback position. And beyond the fact that both quarterbacks are old, which is hard to say since, gosh, is Drew Brees older than us?
I think he is, just barely.
Maybe not you, Eric.
You guys.
And Ben Roethlisberger is, I think, 37. So I've got two good quarterbacks, but they're not putting up big points. I mean, they're one level beyond game managers, even Drew Brees at this point. So you're kind of stuck in a situation where, you know, do you hope that you get a Patrick Mahomes in the draft, or do you try to make some moves? And one thing that I have learned is, I think that this might be the most controversial thing that I could say tonight is the bounds of skill in fantasy football, I think are really pretty close. That it's really more about diligence. Are you paying attention to the waiver wire? Are you just paying attention at all? Because when it comes right down to it, at the end of the day, the National Football League is a violent place, and you could be left with not many points available, you know, halfway through Sunday. And those were I felt like that happened. Maybe we got some bad luck this year. That was just a reversal of what happened in 2017. But I would look at even my wide receivers as trade capital, to try to build something that's more consistent. Cause it's great to get 45 points out of Hopkins, but I'd rather have 30 every week out of a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Well, you heard it here first, trade offers for the Pittsburgh Steelers wide receivers. So send them over. I think well, you know, one of the things you said was good. I mean, we've had quite a bit of parity in this league, but having an active league is just like the most important part. So that parity that we seem to have maybe lost over the last five or so years with only a couple teams winning. But yeah, just being active, like you said, is you know, watching the waiver wire and being involved in trades and just showing up. It's half the battle.
Yep.
Yeah, it seems like one of those guys could bring you a really good quarterback and running back. You could upgrade two positions with one of those guys, certainly.
it's something to think about.
Yes, sir. So let's move on to your tight end a little bit. So I like OJ Howard. He's probably going to be your keeper. I don't even know who Ian Thomas is anymore. But you know, now he's with with Tampa Bay still.
I think so.
And I remember I had him. I drafted him when he first came out. He had an okay like first year, but when they signed Cameron Bray to that 6-year deal, I got scared off and I dropped him. And I wish I wouldn't have. He's a heck of an athlete. But what do you think about Bruce Arians coaching him?
I think if Bruce Arians is good for offense, I mean, I think it just gives me more reason to keep him.
Yep, I agree. I would keep him. Let's go into kind of a dire situation for you. Your running backs.
Running backs.
This is a really, really tough looking running back roster. looks like, from what I remember last year, you ended up, I don't know, dropping McKinnon because he obviously tore his ACL last year, and so he wasn't going to be any value.
And that was
then you go ahead.
That was really the death knell for our season because he was reliable points, and yes. Sometimes had some big upside, and then just we had nothing after that.
Yeah, I mean that was the injury bug you were talking about. And then you traded Devontae Freeman off for I can't remember for what, but I think we covered that in a previous podcast. I don't know. Are you even listening to these podcasts?
I caught the first one and I fessed up to Brian that while I haven't listened to any of the others, I was incredibly impressed with the quality of the podcast. But that might be more about the podcast that I do listen to otherwise.
I'm a little scared to ask what you listen to because this isn't exactly quality, but it's all right. Thanks for the compliment. All right. So I'm not really sure who you think you're going to keep out of this lot of running backs, but, you know, talk about what you think you might do.
This is one I probably will spend an afternoon playing golf with my nephew and strategizing what we're going to do, because I think running back is one of the there's enough running backs in the league to go around. When you're looking at the quarterback position, there might only be 5 or 6 quarterbacks on a weekend that give enough points really to put you in a position to win no matter who you're playing. But it sure seems like there's a new crop of running backs every 2 or 3 years. Whether that's who is it out of Penn State that really Barkley, Saquon Barkley. Yeah. There's a guy that I thought was going to have a bigger year last year. And that's just one who's a first rounder that you see coming, but how many of them are there that are 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th round picks out of Nowheresville U and rush for 1300 yards and 15 touchdowns if they can stay eligible? I know that's a college verbiage, but I was trying to think of a PC way to say not hit people outside of the football field.
Yes.
Which is.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I listen to a different podcast too every once in a while, and their take on running backs is #2 to 3 year window.
Yeah.
So that's about all you got out of these guys.
So in the mainstream podcast, do they ever talk about that? Like, I'd pick up, and guys, forgive me, but I'm drawing a blank. Who's the Chiefs running back that, do they talk about exposure to legal liability, that these guys aren't, you know, exactly the saints?
The podcast that I listen to, they more or less, they don't advise people to do what's, you know, against their conscience. So they say, just, you know, play all you want to play. if you don't believe in having a guy that, you know, does those things on your team, then don't.
Oh, no. So, listen, I'd put 10 Ray Lewis's on my team if it was going to beat you, Eric. I have no problem with that. I'm talking about, will they actually come out and say, hey, so-and-so has a violent personal history, has domestic altercations, put them on your team with that consideration, or do they kind of try to walk away from it?
Yeah, usually they talk a little bit about that because it is a risk. They talk about it from a fantasy perspective. They don't really ever get into the legality of things. They're there to analyze fantasy football and the probabilities of things.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily, go into the personal situations a whole lot other than to say, hey, there's a risk here.
So of everyone in the league, do you guys have a characterization of who your Moneyball type metric people are, who are going by numbers, or people that are actually watching games and have a feel for matchups and momentum, or is that beyond the level of your participation?
Yeah, what do you think, Brian?
You're saying, are there experts that are better than others?
No. So like, I would imagine that Craig is, that he's really paying attention to projected fantasy points and where those projections are coming from, mm-hmm. and is really doing what a baseball guy would call sabermetrics. Mm-hmm. Whereas I would imagine, I don't know, although Brad's a underwriting manager, he should be the one doing it, where they're just going by their gut and thinking about who's bound to bust out a big game, or other issues like that, because it, you know, you really could take the subjective management out of fantasy football and just go with who has the most projected points and take the guessing game out of it. But I think there's management beyond that, personally.
I think it seems to me that it's like, it's probably 80-20, and because there's so much data available and so many rankings and projections and everything, I think people get busy and they go, oh, who's projected to do the best? I'm just going to put them in there. So that's 80%. And then 20% is, you know, what's my gut feel for this guy?
That's what it seems like to me. Sounds like a banker. Well, speaking of a statistics guy, man, sabermetrics should be alley.
Yeah.
You probably whip something together real quick in R or whatever your languages are.
Yeah, I could do that, but then I'd have to really reflect on my life.
Well said. Well said. All right. Well, last little bit of topic that we want to go over before the lightning round. You were involved in one trade last year, which is good. Obviously, it was with the Wet Bandits because he was involved in all three. You acquired Deion Lewis and the 7th overall pick for the 304 from Wet Bandits. What I said was, oof, Deion Lewis isn't that great, but I guess he didn't give up too much. I don't even know, he'll probably be one of your keepers. I don't even know if he is going to play much in Tennessee yet. I don't even know if he signed with them. I really don't know his status at all, but that was your trade last year, which you did more than me. So there you go.
Was that you or Josh that executed that trade?
Oh, that was me.
Okay.
All right. Fessed up. All right. Well, let's do the lightning round.
I'm ready.
It is time. It's time for the lightning round, Mad Money. Now.
All right. First question is, what was your favorite ad, best free agent signing of the last 2 years? I guess you've been in the league 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Can you think of one?
No.
I couldn't.
Well, don't feel bad. Neither could Eric. And he's been in the league every year and pays attention more than anyone ever.
And I was prepared for wasn't prepared for the question. Right. Even though I know it was going to be asked. So
how about a worst drop where you drop someone, then they went off, took off.
No, I can't even think about that.
This is going to be the shittiest lightning round ever.
Yeah.
Memorable trade. Any memorable trades besides Deion Lewis? Do you have any last year?
That was the only one we've ever done.
Ever?
Okay. So I'm just hoping that that draft pick pans out for me.
Yeah, you might. Well, you've got the 103 next year, so or the third round in every, or third pick in every round, so it should net something for you.
You'd think.
Okay, so how about this? Favorite player you've ever owned?
Oh. Guys, I'm so pathetic at this. Who is my Kenyon Drake? Kenyon Drake.
Oh.
Yeah, easily.
Okay. And why is that? Nice.
He made the one overwhelmingly positive thing about the Twin Cities Fantasy League is it makes Sunday so much more fun, because mm-hmm. you find yourself rooting for the Dolphins. Who cares about the Dolphins unless they're beating the Patriots?
Right.
And I won a week. I'm not even sure who, because Kenyon Drake just out of the blue, I think, caught two touchdown passes and rushed for another. And it was made for a fun Sunday that otherwise was pretty uneventful.
That's what does it. He'll forever always be on the Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh feelers. Won't he?
And I think that's I might know the answer to this question, but who do you consider your rival in this league?
Oh, Eric Toft.
Oh, no. all right. You can explain yourself on that one.
You're such an ass.
Yes. There we go. Got it. I got it out of you.
How many bourbons have you had?
I've had none. I've had none. But I can appreciate the semi-troll internet persona because it's some people just can't handle it, and you got to go for it. I know you're a good guy deep down and in real life.
Well, I had to tell you that, but yeah.
Too shy.
Perfect. That's all right. I like it. Thank you very much. Thank you for being very honest.
You're welcome.
I'll try not to be so much of an ass later. All right. Well, I think that is about it, unless you got more stories.
Anything about you can tell any commissioner Craig Zizey stories you want right now. Now's your chance.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if he deserves it.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, you're probably right. Yeah.
Well, I got a good one. So the last year when we were all living together, there was a prank war going on. I stuck Twizzlers up my nose that Barry Hill ate. Someone put something stinky in my car. But the one that kind of was just no creativity was a big bucket of cold water on whoever was showering. So Craig told everybody that that if they did that, he was going to jump out of the shower soapy and give you a big hug. So Brad or Chris dumped a bucket of soapy water on him. And I was in the living room playing video games or doing whatever. And I see Craig come tearing out of the bedroom onto the linoleum with his wet feet. And he slammed into the ground. And I mean, there was body parts going everywhere. And I saw his head bounce on the floor. Oh. And the first thing that came to mind was, I'm not putting underwear on him. I'll take him to the hospital. I am not putting underwear on him.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's a good one.
He was okay.
That might explain a lot.
Know. Yeah. Brian, were you there for that?
I don't think I was there for that.
Oh, come on. I would not forget it.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't forget it. But you painted a nice picture. Thank you.
I'm sorry about that. All righty.
Well, very good. Well, you know, even though you consider me the biggest rival, I'm glad you're in the league. So stay active with Josh, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Looking forward to it.
See you.
See you guys.
All right. Thanks, man. Bye. All right. Well, that was my rival, my arch nemesis, Tim Meyer from Pittsburgh Feelers. Hopefully, we'll have Josh on sometime, the real owner. The guy with the executive decision-making power. It was good talking to you, Tim. I'm glad you came on. Again, always find the podcast at the TCFL podcast on Twitter. Tim, I'm not sure if he has a Twitter handle or not. It's at Toft Brian, my co-host. It's at Eric Toft myself. You can also email the podcast, thetcflpodcast@gmail.com, and keep those questions rolling in. We're down quite a few listeners. I think everybody's caught on that maybe this is just a league podcast, and that's fine. It's supposed to drum up fun and entertainment in our league in the offseason, so I am looking forward to doing more. We've only got 3 teams left. We may have to do those, just Brian and myself. Maybe we'll have Craig on, something like that, to take care of, you know, triple co-hosting duties. Anyway, thank you for listening. Talk to you later.